Signora Zaguzo came back into the room to say she had finally spoken with the police. They already knew about the fire, she said. They told me we should leave the house at once. She looked over her husband's shoulder and stifled a scream. The flames had moved closer in the short time she had been away from the window. They were now advancing through the four smaller reception halls toward the main body of the theater, in their direction. Archimede Zaguzo stared into the fire with an appraising eye. He opened the window, and a gust of bitter cold air rushed in. The wind was blowing to the southwest. The Zaguzos were due west of the theater, however, and Signor Zaguzo calculated that if the wind did not change direction or pick up strength, the fire would advance toward the other side of the Fenice rather than in their direction. "Now, Nandina," he said softly, "stay calm. We're not in any danger." The Zaguzos' house was only one of many buildings close to the Fenice. Except for Campo San Fantin, a small plaza at the front of the theater, the Fenice was hemmed in by old and equally flammable buildings, many of them attached to it or separated from it by only 4 or 5 feet. This was not at all unusual in Venice, where building space had always been at a premium. Seen from above, Venice resembled a jigsaw puzzle of terracotta rooftops. Passages between some of the buildings were so narrow one could not walk through them with an open umbrella. It had become a specialty of Venetian burglars to escape from the scene of a crime by leaping from roof to roof. If the fire in the Fenice were able to make the same sort of leap, it would almost certainly destroy a sizable swath of Venice. The Fenice itself was dark. It had been closed 5 months for renovations and was due to reopen in a month. The canal along its rear facade was also closed, empty, having been sealed off and drained so work crews could dredge the silt and sludge from it and repair its walls for the first time in 40 years. The canal between the Zaguzo's building and the back of the Fenice was now a deep, muddy gulch with a tangle of exposed pipes and a few pieces of heavy machinery sitting in puddles at the bottom. The empty canal would make it impossible for fireboats to reach the Fenice, and, worse than that, it would deprive them of a source of water. Venetian firemen depended on water pumped directly from the canals to put out fires. The city had no system of fire hydrants.